Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, which is the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Today's brief is adapted from the late Roger Burns Regent University Law Review article entitled, A Biblical Model for Analysis of Issues of Law and Public Policy. Quoting Mr. Burn, the scripture is clear that parents have been given jurisdiction and the command to teach their children. Parents may carry out their responsibility to educate their children in a variety of ways, including joining together with other parents to establish private schools to do so. Whatever the means selected, however, the responsibility is one which the parents cannot abdicate. The church has also been given jurisdiction and the command to teach the truth. Nowhere in Scripture is authority over men's minds given to civil government, and the coercive authority which it yields is incompatible with influencing men's beliefs by reason and conviction as contrasted with force and violence. Quoting Mr. Byrne further in his Law Review article, under the biblical model analysis, the civil government is acting beyond its jurisdiction when it establishes and operates such schools. In doing so, it is not functioning within its acknowledged jurisdiction to punish evildoers, to prevent evildoing, or to provide for redress for harm caused by evildoing. With the exception of its jurisdiction to commend those who do well, civil government's realm of authority is clearly coercive in nature. That is reflected even in the manner in which it obtains funding for its authorized functions, by taxation, a compulsory assessment, as contrasted with the manner in which private institutions obtain resources for their activities. Finally, Mr. Byrne wrote this, consider the benefits that could accrue if civil government did not tax to support its schools. Individuals, families, and the voluntary associations they might form would have additional resources over which to exercise authority. Now, these are my words. It is true that there should be no civil government school system, as Scripture does not justify such a thing. Note that this is not intuitive. You have been taught your whole life, including by some Christians, to think otherwise. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructing the Coliseum.